And I want you to imagine the scene of the very first Palm Sunday when Jesus is entering into Jerusalem, and not Jesus alone, but a massive crowd of pilgrims all making their way into the holy city of Jerusalem. And the atmosphere is full of excitement and celebration. These pilgrims have been traveling for days and days and days to make their way here to celebrate. And they have finally arrived. And they are excited and they are full of joy. And they are gathering together to worship. They're gathering together to worship and celebrate at the Feast of Passover. They're remembering that God saved them from the empire of Jesus, from the hands of Pharaoh, and delivered them into freedom. I want you to imagine all of your Christmases and all of your birthdays and the summer holidays and Easter all rolled into one big celebration. That is how these pilgrims feel coming into Jerusalem. It is a time full of gathering and feasting. And on the way, the pilgrims are singing. They're singing songs of celebration. They're singing songs of honor. They're singing songs to remember the work of God's greatness. They're singing songs from their songbook, the Book of Psalms. Psalms like 118. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God and made his light to shine upon us. With boughs in hand, with their palm boughs in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Pilgrims coming and joining together to worship God. We are a bit low on numbers this morning, and partly that's because it's the start of the Easter holidays. But partly that's because a number of our church family have gone down to Harrogate Conference Centre to join in with the Spring Harvest celebration that's happening today and all through the week. Thousands of people joining together to sing praises to Jesus. 2,000 people, the auditorium down there holds. 2,000 people praising our God. An awesome sight and an awesome noise. A little bit like this noise. This is my eldest at Wembley Stadium last November. Yeah. When she went to see England play football against someone last November. And there were... UEFA tells me that Wembley Stadium holds 87,000 people. 87,000 people cheering on and worshipping together. 87,000 people flooding out of Wembley Tube Station North and walking on up to Wembley Stadium full of excitement and anticipation at what might happen. Celebrating together, singing songs together, coming to worship together at the altar of sport in the temple of Wembley Stadium. And this level of excitement and crowd participation is what we expect to see as the pilgrims come into Jerusalem. But our pilgrims are not coming to a temple of sport. They are coming to worship God at the Feast of Passover to remember that God has saved them time and time and time again. He saved them from Egypt, and he will save them again, a God who has rescued them from exile and who will come to rescue them again. They come to praise and worship because their God is a God who saves. And on Palm Sunday and every day, we come to praise and worship because our God is a God who saves. And so I want to show us what that looks like. So I'm going to need my helpers again. If any of you are brave enough to come back to the front after I duped you into coming to the front last time, can any of my children help us come back? Yeah, the ones related to me, they know they have to come back. Okay, so you can come up here, and we are going to sing a song about God who is for us. And there's an action that goes like this. It says, if God is for us, who can stand against us? And the Jews were singing, if God is for us, who can stand against us? Not Egypt, not Pharaoh, not the Roman Empire, not Satan. If God is for us, no one can stand against us. So let's all stand together and sing this song.
Jesus living in me can change the world. I am a city on a hill. I am the light in the darkness. Jesus living in me can change the world. Let my light shine, let my light shine, let my light shine. Let it shine, let my light shine, let my light shine, let my light shine. God is for me, who can stand against me? Let my light shine, let my light shine, let my light shine. I am a city on a hill. I am the light in the darkness. Jesus living in me can change the world. I am a city on a hill. I am the light in the darkness. Jesus living in me can change the world. Let my light shine, let my light shine, let my light shine. Let it shine. Let my light shine, let my night shine, let my light shine. If God is for me, who can stand against me? Let my light shine, let my light shine, let my light shine.
We are a city on a hill.
We are a city on a hill. The light in the darkness, Jesus living in us can change the world. We are a city on a hill. We are a light in the darkness. Jesus living in us can change the world.
Let our light shine.
Let our light shine. Let our light shine. Let our light shine. Let it shine. Let my light shine. Let my light shine. Let my light shine.
Let my light shine, let my light shine, let my light shine.
Let it shine, let my light shine, let my light shine, let my light shine.
Well done.
Thank you so much. You are amazing. Feel free to come on back down. And feel free to take a seat. Oh. Thanks, Karen. So I want you to imagine for me hands. Thank you, darling. I want you to imagine hands that flung stars into space and spread them out like a curtain in the heavens. Hands full of power. I want you to imagine hands that healed the sick and raised the dead and cleansed the leper. Hands full of power. God's hands. Jesus' hands. Keep that image in your head for a moment, because now I want to show you this man. This man is no god, no king, no emperor. This man is Pontius Pilate. And he is at the head of an imperial army, and he is marching into Jerusalem. He is marching into the west of Jerusalem on Palm Sunday at the head of an army full of chariots and cavalry and horses and soldiers. This procession proclaims the power not of God, but of a human empire, full of might. And if there was a soundtrack to this procession, it would be this. Pilate arrives in Jerusalem at the head of the imperial army on Palm Sunday to declare to the Jews that even though they are celebrating their Passover, even though they are celebrating their deliverance from the Empire of Egypt, that they are firmly under the rule and control of the Roman Empire. This is a display of power and might and of subjugation that happens on Palm Sunday. And it happens in contrast to a different man, a man who holds the power of creation in his hands. Jesus, the man, riding not into the west of Jerusalem, but into the east of Jerusalem, at the head of a procession, not of an imperial army, but of a procession of pilgrims, who are also proclaiming power, but not of a mighty empire, of God. And they are proclaiming it in humility and submission and peace. And their soundtrack goes a little bit like this. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Peace. They are declaring peace. Jesus enters Jerusalem riding on a donkey, declaring that he is the king of Zechariah 9:9. The king who will bring peace. The king who will rid the city of Jerusalem of its chariots and its war horses. The king who will bring freedom from subjugation. The king who will bring peace, and he will do it by embodying peace. This is a display of profound power, deliberately constructed to oppose the display of power coming in from the west with Pilate. And this one is founded on peace. Today is Palm Sunday, and Palm Sunday is all about three things. It is about praise. It is about worshipping our God who saves. It is about power, power that stands in opposition to human, earthly kingdoms. And it is about peace. Wherever we want to see the kingdom of God grow and extended, we have to bring it with peace. That king that rode into Jerusalem on a donkey in humility and peace, we also worship as being full of splendor and might. And so we're going to sing about that now. Let's stand together.